Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Send in Wilson on the flank. Cross ice. Ovechkin fires. Score! The chasing days are done. Alex Ovechkin is the greatest goal scorer in the history of the NHL.
Tell him, Joe B. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Ovi, 895 on Sunday on Long Island. Moves ahead of Wayne Gretzky, who's now just one goal from tying Alex Ovechkin on the all-time goal list.
I don't know if he's going to catch him.
Rude Guest Hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV, is where we find Capitals' legendary goaltender and longtime member of the organization since, in various capacities, Olaf Kolzig is with us. Ole the goalie. Ole, it's great to have you back on G&D here on The Fan. How are you?
I'm good, guys. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. You tweeted something yesterday, and I wanted to ask you about it to start the convo, about a text you had sent Ovi in the response from that text message and why he is the guy that he is. Would you mind sharing that story with our listeners?
Yeah, so obviously I played 3 years with Ovi and I'm still fairly close with him. And I mean, I just sent him a congratulatory text and, you know, a bunch of other stuff. And he texted me back within probably an hour and said his typical, "Thanks, babe, but you're part of history too." And I said, "Well, I just, you know, I only gave up one goal. I probably would have delayed the celebration until Thursday if I hadn't given up that goal." But he comes back and he says, "No, you assisted on 5 of my goals." And I had no idea. And so for a guy like him with what everything he's going through and everything he's done to know that, it was just amazing. And it just kind of says everything you want to, you know, it says everything that Ovi is. He's a guy that not only what he's done on the ice and superstar, but he respects the history of the organization and the former players that have come.
How about that? That's really cool. You guys obviously got to know him at the beginning of his career, and you know him so well still. What's the same about him since then, and what's different now, kind of over the years?
Well, I mean, he's matured, if you can believe that. He's become a terrific leader. He's a throwback. You know, most kids now after games are drinking protein shakes and doing their stretching and, you know, tweeting out things or catching up on TikTok, and Ovi will be in the back probably with the trainers having a Bud Light. You know, that's kind of what the players did back in the 80s and 90s and 70s. And he's a lot like that. His excitement for the game, his exuberance, Most Russians or Eastern Bloc players, when they come over, they're a little standoffish. You've got to gain their trust. And that wasn't the case with Ovi. He came over and right away wanted to room with the North American guys so they could learn the language, learn the culture. Whatever we did, he wanted to be a part of. He was part of every dinner. And he didn't have any sort of, like, a sense of entitlement. He just wanted to be one of the guys. And I think, to a man, that's what we all really appreciated about him, because we all knew this kid was going to be a superstar. To the level he's at now, no. But back then, we knew he was something special. Yeah, there's still a lot of that Ovi. There's still a lot of that Ovi left, but he's a man now. He's a leader. That's what I'd say about him.
Former All-Star and Vezina winner, is the best goalie in the National Hockey League. Ole Kolzig with us on Grant and Danny. I don't know in practice if there's ever even sequences where he's shooting at 100% max capacity for you to see that. But you mentioned with the Lightning that he beat you once for a goal. In terms of his actual shot from the goaltending perspective, what makes it so hard to stop? Because goalies have known for years that he's going to be in his office. It's a slapper, it's a one-timer, or like the record breaker, it's that gather and wrist shot. But is it just a matter of having to slide across the crease and the pass coming from the other side of the cage? Or is it there's something actually about his shot?
Well, to be honest, the goal he scored against me was probably one of his least memorable ones. I think it was just a rebound that went in off his thigh pad and got by me. But I think Ovi only took a legitimate full-out slap shot on me. It was the very first practice that we were on the ice together before training camp his first year. And I think I've mentioned it a bunch of times. I just said I was so thankful that thing didn't hit me. Because I haven't seen a shot that heavy and that fast in a lot of years, probably since Ally Frady or Al McGinnis. It's the blade of his stick. It's such a hook that if he gets it right in the middle, it's an absolute like slingshot. Like it's gone. And then if he gets it a little off the toe or a little off the heel, it puts a little bit of a movement with velocity. And it's just sometimes hard to pick up off his blade. Here's a perfect example that you think, you know, you've got Ovi figured out. They played Winnipeg last week, and Connor Hellebuyck, first couple power plays, was over-anticipating Ovi and would get there in time, and Ovi would just hit him in the chest. Well, in the third period, Ovi made a bit of an adjustment and got a one-time pass. Well, he kind of, instead of one-timing it, he cradled it, and it totally set Hellebuck's timing off, and then he was able to get it by him. So it's not a matter of just getting there and hoping it hits you. There's some movement to it. And for a guy that shoots that hard, he's fairly accurate. He's not a hit and hope kind of guy. I mean, he's got a target picked out, and you know, 6 out of 10 times he'll nail it.
Ole, over the course of your career, goals per game per team went down, right? So when you first broke in, you know, back in the 90s, teams were scoring about 3.5 goals per game. Then it was pretty much sub-3 once you get into the 2000s. So objectively, it's harder to score, or there are fewer goals at least, through the duration of Ovechkin's career, which to me makes what he's done that much more incredible, as the league has not trended as others have in terms of just emphasizing and having more offense.
I agree. I think, and that's why I think he's the greatest goal scorer ever. I think it's not so much anymore, but back in those early 2000s, that's when the left wing lock came in. There was a lot of clutching and grabbing, and that's not the case anymore, but the goaltenders have evolved. They're so much bigger. They're so much more athletic. The D are so mobile, and just everything. It's just it is harder to score, but he's just one of those anomalies. And, you know, I saw an interview the other night before the Islander game, and they had Gretzky on there, and he made some good points, though. He, you know, he said he wished, you know, they had three on three back in his day. And they made another couple good points. And guys like Gretzky, they had that ability to adjust. So you put primetime Gretzky into today's game, and he'll figure a way to continue to be successful. But from a pure goal scoring standpoint, yeah, I just don't think there's, you know, maybe Brett Hull was maybe the closest to Ovi as far as just pure power. And he's the best I've seen.
Ole Kolzig, Capitals legend on Grant and Danny. Thanks so much for the time. We appreciate it. What an accomplishment. What a great week for the organization.
Yeah, it was fantastic. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Appreciate
you,
bud.
Got it. Great to reminisce with Ole about Alex Ovechkin.